With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mercedes in the Morning, show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
Have you ever had a recommendation gone wrong? Because this is kind of happening in my world right now.
Uh-huh.
With this whole hairstylist thing and everything. Because my wife, she loves her stylist. She's been going there for years. But she's getting ready to have a baby and go on maternity leave and the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
And so during that time frame, my wife needs to find someone to kind of touch up her hair and everything. So she wanted to go to my guy. And it was last week. And she said to me, hey, can you make an appointment for me for next Friday? And I said to her, and I know Fridays are busy for my wife, and I said, are you sure? She says, yes. I'm like, listen, you can't cancel once I do this. Like, no, make it for me. I'm like, you got it. So I set up the appointment Friday, 1:30. Yesterday, my wife realizes she's not going to be able to make the appointment. She's going to have to cancel on my stylist. So I sent him a text last night. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. This is not a reflection of me. This is totally my wife. I said, you can charge her a cancellation fee, but my wife needs to cancel. And the only reason I was nervous because I think this is on me, but for the longest time I was booking, you can do online booking.
Yeah.
And I would book almost 2 appointments a week with my stylist.
Why? You didn't go that often, did you?
Oh, I go every week.
But twice a week?
No, because I wasn't sure which one would work. So like, for example, for next week I would book like Tuesday at 1 o'clock and then maybe Wednesday at noon. And then like come Sunday night, I'd be like, okay, the Wednesday one works better for me. And then I would cancel one of them.
Oh, that's messed up. You're like hogging 2 spots.
Yes.
That you could put someone else in.
Because then one day I sat down, he's like, hey, he's like, I got to tell you something. I'm not mad, but he's like, would you mind just booking 1 appointment a week or like, you know, just kind of figure it out? Because when you book 2 and cancel one, you know, sometimes it doesn't refill and I lose that spot. And so we had this talk like last week.
Oh.
But then here's my wife.
Canceling. Oh, my gosh. That is the worst. What was your recommendation gone wrong? Either it was wrong on the person you recommended to because they didn't like it. Like, remind me of a recommendation I made to you that I'm convinced you didn't like, but you're too afraid to tell me.
You're the queen of recommendations.
I've
never had a bad Mercedes recommendation.
I think I gave you one that you didn't like. I love it, but you didn't like. But
okay.
When you recommended something to someone and then they ended up not liking it, or you recommended something to someone and then they went and the person that you sent them that they went to, they were like, why did you send me that person? They were terrible. Oh my gosh, how could you do that to me? Because there's certain people that'll ask me about like who does my hair or who does my lashes or who do I go to for this? And I'm like, are they going to be a good client or a bad client? Because I don't want to send a bad client to my stylist. Have you ever sent a bad client their way and you felt awful? 702-364-9400. So I remember you asked me for a recommendation for vacation spots.
Uh-huh.
And I was told you, oh my gosh, my favorite place in the world to go on vacation is Coronado Island.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And you're like, okay, we're going. But I never heard 2 words about you going there. And I'm like, he hated it. He hated it. Because I told you, like, the hotel we stayed at. I told you, like, where to go for this. And like, you came back and it was like silence. I'm like, they didn't like it. I knew it. Shoot. Why did I tell him that? And I felt so bad. Like, that was the worst recommendation. Be honest. Did you hate it?
Did not at all. Did not. I did.
You swear.
Swear to God. It was like a perfect storm of things going on in my life that weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend, I think it was. Gosh, like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago and it's bugged me ever since. I felt so
bad. I'm glad
we're
getting this out of the open. Because I'm packing for this trip to go to San Diego like it's July. So I have like no warm clothes. And it was one of those odd weekends where it was like a chilly San Diego weekend.
Right off
so
on
it was
the
like,
water.
Yeah, so it was cold all weekend. I couldn't do like beach stuff. So that was kind of a weird thing. And I remember like going out there. My wife and I got into a big fight. I forget. It was something stupid too. But we rolled into Del Mar and the hotel you recommended.
Hotel Del.
Hotel Del. Yeah. And my wife and I were fighting. And it's nothing to do with you. Or
yeah.
It was just like, we drove out there. It's a 6-hour drive. We drove to San Diego, so the drive out there took forever. And then the fact she got mad at me for not having any warm clothes, and it was just a whole thing. And then we got there, I had to go shopping to buy like a sweatshirt and something warmer, and it was just a... So by like night number two, we started to enjoy ourselves, but the first 24 hours, it wasn't because of you, it was because of the weather.
It was rough.
It was the fact that my wife and I were fighting, but no, it was a wonderful hotel.
Okay, I was... Because I never heard anything about it. I'm like, I told my husband, I'm like, JC and Laura hated
my
recommendation. He's like... Yeah, usually they'd be like, oh, it was so great. Thanks for the recommendation. I'm like, you didn't say a word. I felt so bad. Hey, Sandra, good morning. We're talking about recommendations. What do you think?
Good morning. This is a rule of thumb that I've learned since I was a young girl. My mother always said, you're known by the company you keep. So if you are allowing people to refer, or if you're referring people off that you don't know about them, you don't know, they could be flaky. If they are, you send them to somebody who you respect, who's a quality person, a quality trade, reputable, and they're wacky. What are you saying about yourself?
You're wacky.
Well, you're not. you don't pick your friends very well.
That's a good point.
No, I agree. You. That's why I'm very selective on my recommendations. We just got a tweet from Stephanie. She said, Mercedes, you gave me a recommendation of your brow girl. I'm now a loyal customer of hers. Well, that's good. That means that she probably liked that recommendation.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm selective. You want to vouch for Jeff Timmons' wife?
Yeah,
on my
I will. I think she'll be good.
I think she'll be good.
Yeah, she'll be good. I told my wife she cannot make another appointment with my stylist. I'm like, I'm canceling this, but I'm not going to set up another one. You're not going to ruin this for me.
Okay, don't tell her where I go. She might come in the next.
You don't want her. You don't want my wife as rogue.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Is there anyone else that is being plagued by an earworm right now? If you don't know what an earworm is, it's just one of those songs or TV show theme songs or movie theme songs that just kind of get stuck in your head and you can't get them out. 702-364-9400. For the past 2 weeks, it's been literally 2 weeks. Whenever there's like a lull in conversation with someone or just a lull in my mind, I revert to Despacito.
Oh.
Despacito.
I cannot get this song out of my head. I don't know what it is.
Despacito.
The best part is everything in between Despacito, I don't know. So I'm literally, have you seen that video of the two guys driving and they don't know anything except just the words Despacito, and then the rest of the part they're like
I think we got that here. Hold on.
Despacito.
Lego. That's all I know from those two.
That's great.
What is
a good earworm, though, Mercedes.
But it's the worst earworm because it won't go away. Is there anything worse than that? Maybe a different earworm that will get rid of that earworm? 702-364-9400 or just your personal earworm song that you can't get rid of. Do you have one of those?
I do because it's been in my head all day yesterday and this morning because this girl turned 20 yesterday. I saw it was her birthday.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, she's only 20?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
That's a good one.
But I'll be honest, when he started playing the Justin Bieber again, It's pushed her out, and now I got Despacito in my head now for the past minute here, over and over.
Maybe this one will get it out because we just got a comment from Kristen on our Facebook page. She says, this is one of the worst earworm songs ever. The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles. I will walk 500. You can't get that out of your head. I'm kind of liking it just because I want to get Despacito out of my head. Cynthia, good morning.
Hold on, right here.
With the new season of Orange is the New Black, like, recently coming out, I have that intro song, so I find myself going, the animal, the animal, at random moments.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a catchy theme song. Mm-hmm. And then you see all of the...
The faces?
The faces mm-hmm. that go along with it. I'm trying to see if I can find it here. What's the name of the song? It's just called Animal?
It's a Regina Spektor, You've Got Time.
You've Got Time. Oh,
hey,
okay.
Cynthia, we just finished the season. What'd you think of this season of Orange is the New Black?
Hold on. I didn't mean to cut you off. All the different eyes and...
Yeah, the faces.
Yeah, I want to hear what you thought. Oh, shoot, we lost her.
It's a good season.
I've heard it's one of the best seasons. Is she still on there? If she's on there, keep her on hold, because I really am curious as to what she thought of it. I kind of lost it after the second season, and
yeah,
I want to go back to it.
It gets intense. This last season was real intense.
Let's talk to Dustin. Dustin, what is the earworm song that just gets stuck in your head?
It's the theme song from the old movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, that's like JC's favorite movie of all time. He loves that.
Hold on a second. I got it somewhere. I just got to find it. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Here.
I never saw this movie, but you say it's about a kid catcher or something?
There's the kid catchers in there. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Here's a little Chitty Chitty.
Oh, you, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you. And in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, what we
is this worse than Despacito?
What a happy time we'll spend. Bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, our fine four fender friend.
I'm just so happy I said the name correctly. yeah, I'm back.
We've had some pronunciation issues this morning. Thanks for calling, Alex. What is your earworm song?
My earworm song would have to be Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Oh, man, once that song starts, you just cannot stop.
You cannot get rid of it.
I kind of hope my earworm turns into this, though. For right now, I've been Despacito for 2 weeks. Music and passion. Cynthia's back. Hey, Cynthia, what did you think of this season of Orange is the New Black?
Well, I was like you. I fell off kind of after the second season, so I like picked it up because everybody was talking about how intense it was, and honestly, it was the biggest emotional roller coaster this last season. Mm-hmm. Like, you cried, you scream, and it's intense. I highly recommend it.
I saw, tell me what you thought of this, because I saw this article, and I didn't click on it because it said spoilers, but it said the most intense scene ever on Orange is the New Black, and they were talking about it, and I saw the picture. Well, I don't want to say because you're looking at me like,
anything. No, you can say, I'm trying to think what it is. Like, out of this past season.
The character that they were showing, and it could have been misleading to the article because mm-hmm. I didn't click on it, was the Russian lady. Is it Red?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's yes. Uh-huh.
Is there an intense mm-hmm. scene involving her, Cynthia?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. This last season goes really, really dark.
Yes.
Like, it's very bad.
Do I need to go back and catch up, or can I just jump into it?
No, you have to watch. Was this season 4? You have to watch the last season that came out, too, because just the build up to this and the cliffhanger from the last season into this one was just so well done.
Oh, man. Okay. Thanks thanks for your review, Cynthia. You should be our Netflix review person. Let's talk to Ian. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your earworm song?
Has to be that song from the really, really old Robin Hood that Disney put out a long time ago with the animated foxes and animals and all that stuff. Whenever you first click on the movie, they're whistling the tune.
Oh,
do you have it?
Let me see here. Is it this one? Right here.
Lolly golly, what a day. Never
that's
ever
it,
thinking
it.
That was drinking in the water they were drinking, they just couldn't down.
Ooh, lie,
never
ooh,
dreaming
lie.
That a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around.
I thought this was a theme song to
Robin.
What was the show?
Beverly Hillbillies?
No.
This is a story about a man named Jed.
Get away.
No, what was the show with the motorcycles?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, that was the Sons of Anarchy. Ooh, lolly, ooh, lolly.
Okay, just for that, though, Mercedes.
Yes. Oh, no, stop it.
Uh-huh.
I can't. Ito. I can't get it out of my head.
Just when you had it out with all those songs, it's back in.
That was so cruel. Cruel and unusual punishment by JC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.